One of Guyana's economists, Dr. Thomas Singh at the University of Guyana, is concerned that the political impasse in his country could result in economic sanctions for that CARICOM state. His fear comes against the background of there being no declared winner from the March 2nd national and regional elections, a matter that is currently before the Caribbean Court of Justice. Asked what effect has the political stalemate had on the economy there, Dr. Singh says it is hard to distinguish between what's caused by the politics and what can be blamed on the lockdown coming from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, we've seen a reduction in economic activity in the country because there is a curfew. Persons cannot do the kind of retail business that they would like to do. So there has been that effect.
Dr. Singh adds,
I think the big worry that we have is the potential of economic sanctions against Guyana because of the political impasse. And of course, the bad relations that we'll have with the rest of the world unless this thing is resolved favorably. I mean, the in my mind at any rate, the recollection of what Guyana used to be when it was the pariah of the Caribbean because of our poor governance, that recollection worries me immensely, because as an economist, I see ourselves, if we get isolated from the rest of the world, being unable to even access credit. You know, that was one of our problems in the past. We were unable to access credit because we had isolated ourselves as an economy from the rest of the world. One of the things that sanctions will do is that it would probably lead to the oil revenues being inaccessible to the government of Guyana. All our oil revenues are being deposited in the New York Federal Reserve Bank. If there are sanctions, Guyana will not have access to those revenues. So if you imagine this for a moment, we isolate ourselves, we willingly accept sanctions, we therefore become unable to access capital and credit, and we're not generating much locally. What we would have generated would have been the oil revenues, but those are now inaccessible because of the sanctions if they were to kick in. And you see an economy that is suddenly going to move from having robust growth to one that in paper terms would be growing because we're exporting oil, but as far as the economic benefits of those revenues go, they're unavailable to us. So our economy is suddenly going to be shrinking. And I would attribute that to any sanctions, or I would attribute any sanctions to the political impasse. So I would imagine that if there are sanctions emanating from the United States, it would first of all apply to those revenues. And that's the biggest concern that we ought to have, in my view. Because if indeed the rest of the economy begins to fold up, the way we predict, you know, the way it is predictable, not because of the politics, but because of the economics of oil, there's this so-called Dutch disease phenomenon that happens. Trinidad experienced it, where oil dominates the economy and our traditional exports they lose competitiveness. So with oil dominating our economy, but those oil revenues being inaccessible because they're being deposited in the New York Fed, I would say that I would fear most of all, or be concerned most about, our inability to access those oil revenues. So I'm talking about the United States, clearly.
Guyana economist Dr. Thomas Singh on Sagicor's Early Business.